Good morning, teletuners. That Absolutely was so silly.
Good morning.
It is a rough morning. I've been like running like all around. It feels like all around town, but actually just all around my apartment.
Hey, that's real. Today was like the first morning in like a long time that I've gotten up on time.
That's beautiful.
And I just got a new sunscreen, so I'm feeling really good.
Wow.
But low-key, like, it's hot.
It's hot, but it's, like cloudy.
Hot. Yeah. And so that's why I'm like, ugh. Like, I just showered.
I didn't know how to dress this morning.
Neither. And I was like, I know, because I looked, it's supposed to get up to almost 80.
It was 80, like, but it said, like, feels like 62 when I, like, left. So I was like, how am I supposed to dress for that
weather? Yeah, what do you mean? But also, who determines what it feels like? And also, if it feels like that, then why isn't it just that? Like, if it feels like 62, why isn't it just 62? You know what I'm saying?
That's true, because the weather is just like, well... That's not true. I was going to say the weather is just what we feel it
the
is.
The weather is subjective.
But that's not true at all. There's definitely like a numerical like machine that like that measures it.
But like, I don't know. Yeah. So I didn't know how to dress this morning either. So I'm wearing like a tank top under this. But low key, like these shorts don't stand alone. Like I have to have like a... Like something big on top.
I know what you like. You have to bag. So. This is actually a fashion radio show.
Yeah.
So you have to wear, if you're wearing something oversized, you have to wear something tight.
Exactly.
That's like the rule.
It's like rule the rule. Like, and you can wear oversized and oversized, but it's like such a specific style, and that's a statement. You can also wear tight and tight, and that's a statement.
That's a statement. So. Rarely do I have days where I'm confident enough to wear tight on tight.
I saw a thing that was like, just start wearing tight on tight everywhere, and then you'll like just start feeling more confident. I'm like, I don't want to start that journey.
Not yet.
I'm not ready for that.
Maybe next year.
Well, so welcome to Teletoons on WIXB Side Internet Radio with Meg and Chloe.
Ow, ow.
Ow, ow, ow. This is our last battle of the
show. I thought you were about to say last show, and I was going to be like,
our last show.
I'll kill
ever.
You. I'll kill you.
This is our last show because I have a feeling I'm going to be sick the next two.
It might be three. I feel like.
Hopefully three.
Right? Maybe don't four. We have a month left? We should just like keep doing it all summer. I don't think we're not going to be students anymore.
Ah, that's a crazy thought. Oh my God.
I don't think they'd let us do that.
Well, like our Crimson cards will still work. We can still get in.
I think we should try.
Please let us in. Yeah, I think we should try too because it'd be fun.
Let
like during
me
the week.
In, please.
Let me in, please. But yeah, so this is our last battle of the shows ever. And what were our other battle of the shows? Do you recall? The first one was...
It was like Daisy Jones and the Six versus Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
And then, no, I think the first one, that was one. And then there was Julie and the Phantoms.
Versus Steven Universe.
Versus Steven Universe. And then do we do another one?
I think that this is...
Our third?
I feel like this is...
Or haven't we done one each semester?
But this is season four, so wait, hold on.
Hold on.
If you are wondering what our other Teletoons episodes are, go to teletoons.com with Megan and Chloe. Or no, it's meganchloe.com/teletoons. Okay, wait, so season one, I have it pulled up. Okay, season one was Steven Universe versus Julie and the Phantoms. Maybe I'm like thinking we maybe skipped ones. Season two was Crazy Ex-Girlfriend versus J.C. Jones and the Six.
Loved it.
Season three, we didn't do one.
Whoa.
We didn't do one. Well, last semester was a rough semester
for
both of us.
We were like trickled in and out.
We did like six shows.
But so today we've got.
So this is our third one.
I am pitching Invincible.
Yes.
And Chloe is pitching Adventure Time.
Yes.
So we're going to just kick it off with Invincible first. So this first song I picked for, just for like the whole show, I feel like this is a really good vibe for it. This is Brain Stew by Green Day.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross tops in my mind. On my own, here we go. Feel like they're gonna bleed right up and bulging up. lights go. My mouth is dry, my face is numb. Fucked up and spun out in my room. We're on my own, here we go. Set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go. Bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry, face is numb. Locked up and spun out in my room.
That was Brain Stew by Green Day. I picked that song because I saw a really awesome like edit.
I love when that of it happens.
To that song. So in the show, so the show is basically about this young man named Mark. He is in high school, and he is the son to a superhero named Omni-Man, who his name is Nolan, but his like superhero name is Omni-Man, and he's part of like this like. Team of superheroes that just like save the world because there's like a bunch of anomalies and like intergalactic like battles and stuff happening, and so like they often get like intruders or whatever, like people who are there to like just to cause harm, and so this like team takes over, and one day Omni-Man, you find this out in the first episode, so I'm not spoiling anything.
Okay, T.
He snaps. And he kills everybody on his team. Like, everybody on, like, this, like, superhero team that is there to save the world. And you're like, what the F?
What the F?
What the actual F? Nolan, Omni-Man, what are you talking about? And it's, like, that the whole first season is basically solving, like, that mystery. Like, why is he doing that? And his son... Nobody knows that he even did it. So the thing is, that's like the mystery at the beginning where everyone's like, oh, who, how did everybody die except you, Omni-Man? Like, you're just so strong that nobody killed you. And then people start getting a little bit suspicious of him. But in the first episode as well, right after that happens, Mark finally gets his powers. And he's trying to find a name for himself. And of course, he calls himself Invincible. And during every episode, they have just like a little... like shot of like the title, like a little title card with like blood splatter. It's like really cool. And forgive me, I still have a cough.
You're forgiven.
So rather than saying the name, they're like, oh wow, he's, and then they stop it and then they just show like the title card.
That's so silly.
And so the edit that I saw to that is like bum bum, and then they show the thing, but they'll say all the lines like that are like announcing him, like, oh wow, he really is, but bum bum, and it's like really cool. And
I can go picture back, it, Megan, thank
I,
you
like, yes, of course. I reposted on my TikTok, so you should go check out my TikTok, because I literally go back and watch it like maybe once a week because I just love the edit so much. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. So
that's so real.
Basically, there's this mystery of like, oh my gosh, who killed these people? But we as the audience know that it was Omni-Man. And so we're like, well, why did he? You know, there's all the questions.
Is Omni-Man invincible?
Yes.
Okay.
He's like, he is
Omni-Man, like, aka Invincible, aka Mark.
No. Nope. Omni-Man is Invincible's dad. Sorry, I thought you meant like Invincible, like the adjective.
Okay.
They are both like indestructible, I will say. Mark is Omni-Man's son. So they both have this like these powers. And they're both, because Omni-Man is from a planet. Oh shoot, I'm forgetting what it's called. But they're both like from this planet. So they are both like full-blooded, this like alien. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so that's kind of just like the premise. And Invincible aka Mark is just trying to like, you know, also solve this mystery, but also like he's going through like the classic like, oh, I'm in high school and like girls don't like me.
Oh,
you know?
He's in high school.
Yeah, he's like a senior in high school. So he gets a girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. That's all like the fun stuff. And then, yeah, so it's just basically him coming into this like new like position of like being a hero and his dad kind of flipping the switch and being, well, a villain. So this next song I have picked for just all of these songs are basically for Mark. So this next song is called Trouble by Cage the Elephant. And this is just kind of a, like, I just feel like this is really like Mark's story. So this is Trouble.
Mind.
That was Trouble by Cage the Elephant. Like, if you listen to the lyrics, I feel like that's just, like, such, like, a... I don't know if I would really call it a coming of age, but there's just so much, there's so much weight on his shoulders, you know? Like,
yeah.
His dad's not helping him save the world, you know? Like, he... Along the way.
Dad.
Dad. Come on, Dad. But,
No, Dad.
No, Dad.
I'm giving up your dream.
No, Dad. It's your dream. But, yeah, so he... along the way meets some superhero friends, and then they form like this new league.
Oh my gosh.
And I think they're called like the Teen Team. Also, Andre texted me, they're Viltrumites. They're from Viltrum. They're from the planet of Viltrum, and they are Viltrumites.
Thank you, Andre.
But they are, yeah, so they're like basically like indestructible. And the thing is, all along we think that like Viltrumites are like good people, but then it is revealed, spoilers, in 3, 2, 1, all along we find out that the Viltrumites are actually bad people, and they think that they think that they're basically like dictators in a way, but like all of them are. So they're like, they believe that they know how every planet should function and how every planet should live and thrive. And so they take over and kill a bunch of people, and they're like,
as you do.
Yeah, as you do. They take over a bunch of planets and stuff like that, and they're just trying to like take over each planet. So each Viltrumite is like sent to a different galaxy, planet, whatever. And so Nolan ended up on Earth, and along the way, oh my god, it's horrible. So he's like, they have like an earpiece in Mark, and while Omni-Man, it's like a big crash out scene where Invincible discovers that Omni-Man, his dad, is like a bad guy this whole time. And he's, like, basically beating his son to a pulp. And he's like, but, Dad, like, what about me? Like, what about Mom? And he's like, your mom's, like, a pet to me. Is that not disgusting? He's like, she's more of, like, a dog. And she hear, like, because they have, like, a hearing piece in Mark, she can hear him say all of that. It, like, breaks my heart. And the mom is played by Sandra Oh.
And, like, oh, my God,
she's fabulous. It's so good. Also, J.K. Simmons is Omni-Man. It's, like, a stacked cast.
That's amazing.
But it's just so good. It's so wild. And he's, like, because Viltrumites live to be, like, 500 years as far as, like, Earth dwellers go. Like, for them, that's just, like, a lifetime. But for us, it's, like, 500 years. So he's like, you know, who would I have after 500 years? Why would I care about anybody? And then Mark says, you would have me, because he's a Viltrumite, too. And then that kind of, like, humbles Omni-Man almost. And then he leaves him. Like, he leaves him basically for dead. But, like, enough, you know, he's got enough life in him that he's just, like... You know,
I'm on the edge of my seat.
It's crazy.
I'm on the edge of my seat. This is crazy.
So, I think this next song, I'm gonna do. Let's do Hell and Back. This next song is by a plethora of people. If you want to read them, because I can't read the seat over.
This is Hell and Back by Bakur, and Summer Walker.
Things that are broken, so I was bound to. told me you didn't know how to. Oh, but I'm here now, baby. No, I've been laughing lately. So I'll save you if you save me. I was overlooked that I had enough, then I found you. Oh, I was no doubt stressed out without you. All we got is us. When nobody does, I got you. For your sanity and my mentality.
Could you tell where my head was at when you found me? Me and you went to hell and back just to find peace. Man, I thought I had everything. I was lonely.
You was lonely.
Now you're my everything. I was lonely.
That was Hell and Back. I feel like that one is just kind of like, it shows, you know, it just shows like the like relationship that they could have, you know, because it's like, you know, I don't know. It's really a sweet moment because when Mark says like, you could have me, you know, you'll still have me after it all. He thinks back to like, Omni-Man has this like flashback to when Mark was a little boy and he was playing baseball and his mom was like, well, Omni-Man was just, Nolan, I'm going to call him Nolan, that's his human name. Nolan was like, oh, he's terrible, he's just terrible. And Debbie, his mom, was like, no, like, look at him, he's doing so well, like, he's so cute, like, how sweet, we made him. And, like, that aww, almost, like, gives him a thing where he was like, oh, you know, yeah, like, that's, like, my son, like, that's my offspring.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
My boy. That's my boy. But, I don't know, yeah, it's, like, a really sweet moment, and then, you see Mark and he's like 7 years old and he's like missing a tooth. It's just really cute, but whatever.
Aww.
So that's just like a moment that I feel like pivots into the next season.
Yeah.
Which honestly, this next song is also like the pivot that Mark has. So throughout oh my God, it's so excellent. Throughout the first season, there's like this blood spatter on the, and yes, it's blood spatter. I said splatter earlier. It's wrong. The forensic term is spatter. Doesn't that suck? That you want it to
I
be
feel like just say splatter.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. But like,
doesn't that suck?
Doesn't that suck? Isn't that the worst? But so
I do want it to be splatter.
Right?
Like, you're correct.
But I took a forensics class and they're like, it's splatter. I'm like, ugh. But whatever. So the entire time, it like the title card gets more and more like blood spatter on it, and it's like by the end of it, it's completely covered. And then the second season, it's like it's kind of a little. So the first season, the title card is blue and yellow because that's the color of Omni-Man, not Omni-Man, of Invincible. But then at the end of season one, it's completely covered in like blood, so it's black and red. And then the first episode of the second season starts with the like completely covered in blood. And as the season goes on, rather than it being blood spatter, it has like cracks in it. And then by the end of season two, the cracks have like shattered and it like falls off and it's back to like who he is. But whatever. So this next song I have, just because it's like kind of like rocking, and I feel like it kind of gives Mark like fully coming into this like almost like ruthlessness that he has for a minute there, because he's like, what is all this about? Like, he's just pissed and he's ready to like, in the second season, he really starts having to make decisions based on like who lives and dies, like bad guys who like, okay, these people cannot be here. It's like, it's really tough. It battles a lot of like themes like that. So this next song is Supermassive Black Hole.
We'll be right back.
Supermassive Black Hole. Wait, who's it by?
A Muse.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And by
I
was like, Muse.
But yeah, so that was Supermassive Black Hole. And this section of Teletoons has been Invincible. Really quickly, me and Chloe always say our favorite characters. So I'm going to say our favorite characters and who we think we are. I'm going to say my favorite character of this and who I think I am. And I'm going to say who you I
Ooh.
Think you are.
Ooh.
Let me look up her name really quickly.
Is it the girl with the pink hair?
Maybe. No.
Okay.
Wait, no, the other one. Oh, okay. Okay, hold on. I want to say who I think you are really quickly. Her name is Amber.
Okay.
She's his first girlfriend.
Okay.
And she's just like, she's got like some edge and she's just like tough and like she knows that Mark likes her.
Ooh.
So, not her. wait, her name is Mark. No, her name is Amber. Yeah.
Is this... Her?
That's her. Yeah, that's
okay.
So, she's like just edgy and she knows Mark likes her and she's like, fine, I'll keep you. You know, she's just so and she's got like a little like piercing up here. I'm like, girl, that's just like you. And she likes like rock and like she just gives me you vibes.
Oh my God, stop.
Who my favorite character is Debbie, the mom, his mom. She is just so graceful and elegant and she keeps her composure so well. And I think that I am Eve. And maybe that's me tooting my own horn. But we were just talking about this. She's just very, like, outgoing. She's just, like, like kind of quick on her feet. And she's kind of the kind of guy that will, like, blow something up and be like, and that's when I'm, you know, like, she'll have like, a little line. And I'm like, I love that. Like, I'm obsessed. So.
That's for almost getting me killed.
And that's
for saving my life.
Yeah. Have you seen the videos of that where people are, like, making out with the camera? That's what I thought you were going to do. And I was like, ew, I don't want to hear this.
No, I just went...
But yeah, so and yeah, now onto the second half, which is Adventure Time.
So if you've never listened to one of these episodes before, this is a different episode because it's a battle. So she just talked about her show, and I'm going to talk about my show, and then we're going to post a little story at the end on our Instagram, at Tellytoons on Instagram, and you're going to vote which one you liked more. Who did better? I don't know. Which one you liked more? I don't know.
I don't know.
So now we're going to talk about Adventure Time. This first song is covered in the show, and I'll get into that a little bit after it's played. But this is Francis Forever by Mitski. That was Francis Forever by Mitski. So to get into a little bit about why that's relevant to the show is there's this character named Marceline, and she like sings throughout all the show. She's voiced by Olivia Olson, who also voices Vanessa in Phineas and Ferb.
Oh my gosh!
So she has like a crazy voice. And so she's kind of just like this rock chick, and like there's like a show where she sings that song. But to basically talk about the concept of the show, Adventure Time takes place in the land of Oo, which is this magical land. And so they're both cartoons, which is why I picked this one. Yeah. But it's like very different from yours, because this is actually like a kids show. But the thing, I feel like the thing is that it's a kids show, but it's also like, it's been on for like a really long time. It just ended like 5 years ago or something like that, like when we were like in high school. And so like people kind of like grew up watching it. So it's like if you started watching it in like in middle school or something, which was like the like peak age, like you ended like watching the last seasons like college age.
Okay.
So like for me, I started watching it in elementary school. I ended like watching it in like high school. So it's like they very much were aware that their audience like had gotten older. And there's also a lot of kind of dirty jokes and like adult jokes. It's like crazy. But so it's basically about these two guys and their names. Well, one's a dog. So it's Finn the human and Jake the dog, and they're best friends, and they live in this like tree house, and they're basically these kind of like vigilantes that like protect the land of Oo, and they just kind of go on all of these adventures. There is the Candy Kingdom, which Princess Bubblegum rules, and Finn has a huge crush on her, like huge, huge, huge. And then there's also like the Fire Kingdom, there's also like space, there's the Ice Kingdom, there's this guy named the Ice King who is a menace. He basically, his thing is he loves to kidnap princesses.
Oh.
So in the land, there's like a bunch of princesses. like anything you could think of that there would be a princess for, there is. So there's like Breakfast Princess, there's Lumpy Lumpy Spice Princess.
Oh my god, I'm the Breakfast Princess.
Princess Bubblegum is like the candy princess, and then there's like Strong Princess, Fire Princess, there's like Raggedy Princess, and she's just like like she's just a hot mess. Awesome. I'll look up like a list of all the princesses, because there's like anything that you could think of, like there's a princess for. I think like, there's like,
I'll look it up while you keep talking. Okay.
There's like, I think there's like a grass princess or something.
Grass?
Like, there's like hundreds of princesses.
Tag yourself. I'm Breakfast Princess.
I've actually like taken a quiz before.
Oh my
Breakfast
gosh.
Princess is actually like, she is actually so mean. She's such a meanie.
No.
But I feel like I would be her, because like she lives in like a castle made out of like breakfast.
Oh my god, like
her house is made out of pancakes.
Yum.
But Ice King, what he likes to do is he likes to kidnap princesses. Like, that's his favorite activity, especially Princess Bubblegum, because everyone's just so obsessed with her. But she's very like type A, like she runs her kingdom. Like,
there are so many
princesses. There's so many.
Bounce House Princess, Bruise Princess. I would probably be that.
Sorry, actually, go on. No, but yeah, it's just like there's a lot of crazy adventures, there's a lot of crazy villains, a lot of just like things ensue. So this next song is kind of about Finn and Jake. They're kind of just like the protectors of like the kingdom. So this is Soldier Poet King by Oh Hellos.
Sword. He will tear your city down. Olay, olay, oh Lord. Olay, olay, oh Lord. He will tear your city down. Olay, olay, oh Lord. There will come a poet whose weapon is his word. He will slay you with his tongue.
That was Soldier Poet King by Oh Hellos. Andre likes to call that Soldier Boy. Fun fact.
Soldier Boy, tell him.
So yeah, I feel like that song is very just like Finn and Jake just like roaming around the fields, just like killing monsters. Like, they're very adventurous, and like they're very, like the thing about them is like they're kind of invincible, because they will kind of just always like end up on top. And it's so funny because it's, well, like Jake the dog, he's a shape-shifting dog. And so he can turn into anything. And then Finn is just like this random kid with a sword. But
love that.
Some backstory about like the Land of Ooh is that the Land of Ooh is actually like North America.
Oh.
But there was a nuclear war that happened. So it turned like everyone into like these weird creatures, and it like turned the world like into not just like the natural land. So it like basically like, and like it turned like things into like a like candy or like ice or like just a very like, what's the word I'm looking for, like a frozen over like kingdom. So that's like the ice kingdom and like the candy kingdom, and like there's also like a slime kingdom, and it's like it just turned the world into like really weird like magical things, and it turned like all the people into these weird magical creatures.
Okay.
And they call it like the Great Mushroom War, and some humans did like survive, but not like a lot. And so Finn is one of like the few humans who survived, but like he was a baby, so he doesn't like remember any of it. And he was adopted by Jake's family. It was like a family of dogs, and it's so cute. Aww. They just adopted him. And then like also it's like that's how they became like talking dogs and stuff. So it's like the other thing is that Marceline, her backstory is that she is like the daughter of like the devil. So like, but her mom is a human, and then when she was a teenager she became a vampire hunter and killed like all the vampires that were like tormenting all the humans like in the Land of Ooh. And this was very like early like Land of Ooh, so like none of the kingdoms were really established yet, because she's been around for thousands of years, because she's like immortal, because she's half like demon and she's half vampire, but also like part human. So she's like crazy. Also, I misspoke. Finn wasn't like one of like the first humans. If he was just like his parents like gave him like up, like they weren't taking care of him. So he wasn't like around when all that stuff was happening. So this is all just like backstory. But Marceline like killed all these vampires. She's like super crazy. She's so cool. Mm-hmm. And so this song is for her. This is like completely different vibe, but she's just like a rock chick. And she's just like very spooky. So this is Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Upon the stage is only one sure way to bring the giant down. Damn, the strange cemetery thing, with the one that foot on the devil's wings. Feels they love to love the wealth of an SS4 making scary sounds. Make you kill.
That was Living Dead Girl Rye, Rod Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
I picked two other songs. Like, I picked a song that was, like, for, like, Princess Bubblegum, and then I picked a song that was another, like, Finn and Jake song. But I actually, like, remembered that the song exists, and I realized I could, like, not play it because the song was written about the show. So we're going to do another Marceline song.
Obsessed.
But this is our third Marceline song.
I know this one.
But it's actually, I feel like this one is, it's called Marceline, but it's, like, you could think of it as it's, like, sung from the perspective of Princess Bubblegum, because Princess Bubblegum and Marceline are in love. Ah! And it's, like, so beautiful, and it makes me, like, so happy. And it's one of those things where it's just, like, in the, like, early, like, seasons of the show, they had to be very subtle about it because obviously, like, that it was like a kid's show and it was super taboo. But then in, like, the last episode, they kiss and they have, like, an on-screen kiss. And then, like, you basically, like, I don't remember if the, like, it's a spinoff or if there's just, like, flash forwards to it, but I think there's, like, a couple spinoff episodes where you see that they have this, like, happily ever
after.
Oh
my gosh, and, like, I love that.
Oh, it's in Stakes, like, in Stakes you see that they are living together and they live in this little cottage in the woods and they're just, like, so happy together. Like, oh my gosh. And a lot of people don't like Princess Bubblegum because apparently she's, like, the way she rules her kingdom is, like, she's a dictator. But you know what?
It's a cartoon.
She can do whatever she wants. She's made of bubblegum.
Yeah,
so
next.
I think you guys just hate women. So this is Marceline by Willow.
I can't live another life, spend another time. I can't spit another rhyme on Gaia. Guns and wars won't stop the fights, not inside your mind. Loving communion, there's nothing better. Your cheeks get redder. There's nothing better. Even in rough weather, it's raining knives like all the time. And I'm alive, eat all your air while we're alive. Fear. Your tears, they're cleansing all my spheres. You touch my hair, I'm playing on your bass. But we don't care, we're messing up your space. You got nowhere to live, but you'll go back to space. Take me with you, I'm sick of mildew. I'm sick of all of these humans telling me what to do. They make you stupid, but we are from Nibiru. Cosmic roots. Marceline, I'm coming to get you, girl. We're flying. Let's catch a ride on Lady Unicorn. Marceline, Marceline, Marceline. Your bags are like gasoline.
That was Marceline by Willow. That song is very just, like, sweet, romantic. It's about her. And then she also, she mentions Lady Rainicorn, who is the dog's, like, wife. And, like, they have a really sweet relationship. Aww. There's a lot of, like, really funny just, like, reoccurring, like, things. And just, like, because I feel like the episodes will be very chaotic. And then you'll be like, oh, yeah, he's, like, married to, like, a unicorn. Like, it's so funny. But so... I feel like we have a lot of time left, but I only have one more song.
Well, it's like, it's 50 right now.
Yeah.
So I know, but.
So this is a song that is in the show. It's sung by Olivia Olson. It's
Wait, like, is this your last song?
Yes.
Okay, well then tell me who you think you are.
Okay, okay.
And who's your favorite character?
Well, I think we can kind of tell with my bias. Like, I think my favorite character is Princess Bubblegum because I think she's just, like, so funny. Mm-hmm. Like, she says, like, she'll just be like, what are, like, the phrases that they say? Actually, no. Princess Bubblegum or Lumpy Space Princess. Lumpy Space Princess. She is just, like, this purple blob, and she's from space. And she goes, like, she has, like, this Valley Girl voice, and she's just, like, a very like caricature of like kind of, I feel like, a sorority girl, but she has a very like, she's like a Valley Girl inflection, but she has a very deep voice, and she's just like, she's like, oh my glob, like that's what she says. She says, oh my glob, and her whole thing, she's like a party girl, she's like crazy. And there's this whole episode where she and Marceline, they go to the Breakfast Kingdom and they like trash it, and they're like, we're so bad, we're so bad. And it's so funny.
I need to watch this, Jonah, because that got me. Oh my glob,
oh my glob. No, it's so funny, it's so funny. And like she like writes this fan fiction like about herself, and that she's just so funny.
Oh my god.
And like she's just like hilarious, and she's just like, all the princes should be obsessed with me. Like, everyone, all the men should be obsessed with me. And she's, like, obsessed with Finn. And she, like, is just like, Finn, I'm hot. Like, you need to know I'm hot.
And it's, she's like, just a purple blob.
She's just a purple blob. And she's like, oh, I'm the hottest girl in this. Like, she'll be like, I'm the hottest piece in this biz. Like, that's, like, she'll talk. It's so funny.
Dang, she's good. Oh, I love
it's
it.
So good. So, she's my favorite character. I think I'm Marceline, which is obvious because she's, I feel like she's like my favorite character, but if I had to pick a funny favorite character, mm-hmm. it's those two gals. She's just very, she's very sarcastic. She's very like headstrong, but like she's been through a lot. This is some lore drop before I play this last song. Actually, this is like context of the last song.
Wait, do me. Who am I?
Oh,
who am I?
Oh, you are Princess Bubblegum.
Ah, okay. Uh-oh, Chloe.
Uh-oh.
Okay, fine.
No, I think you're Princess Bubblegum. Yay. Like, because I feel like when you're on like set, that's who you are, because she's like
the dictator.
She's like a queen of this kingdom, and she's like, we're gonna like launch the air missiles, and like she's kind of like the military leader. And like she's very like smart. She's a scientist. She's very like type A. And I don't think that part is me,
but like,
no, I don't think so. But I think that like you can be in charge. And I think you can be like
AD me is type A.
You are Princess Bubblegum in that
way.
Thank you. But maybe I feel like at night when you go out, you're Lumpy Space Princess.
I would love to be Lumpy Space Princess. She sounds like a hoot.
Oh my gosh.
But sorry, okay. Go on.
So, okay, wait. I'm gonna like say this really quickly before I play the song. So, this context is, this is a song that Marceline's mom would sing to her when she was a kid. And the song kind of just like, Marceline has been around for thousands of years, and like the one lesson that she's kind of learned from being alive for so long is just that like everything kind of stays the same. Like life is kind of just a cycle of like the same patterns, and you kind of just like have to like accept that and like find like the beauty in that and like comfort in that. And so this is Everything Stays by Aaliyah Olsen.
Garden, you'll find something waiting right there where you left it, lying upside down. When you finally find it, you'll see how it's faded. The underside is lighter when you turn it around. Everything stays right where you left it. Everything stays, but it still changes ever so slightly. To the ocean, the crystal tide is raising. Water's gotten higher as the shore washes out. Keep your eyes wide open, even when the sun is blazing. The moon controls the tide, it could cause you to drown. Everything stays right where you left it.
That was Everything Stays by Olivia Olsen. That song makes me cry.
What a beautiful message. I love that.
I wrote it, actually. I wrote the show. I was about to be like, thank you. Like,
I'm gonna, thanks.
I came up with
it. I actually really do want to watch Adventure Time now, but everybody go on our story and vote.
In like 10 minutes when I go to class, I'm gonna sit down.
And then you're gonna go vote.
And then you're gonna vote. I actually also really want to watch Invincible.
This has been like the most successful battle of the shows, because the ideas were supposed to sell each other on the shows.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, I'm genuinely like, okay, gotta watch that.
Yes. I'm surprised you haven't seen it, because I think you would love it. It's like very much.
It's like, because I love Gravity Falls, and so everyone is often like, like, you would love Adventure Time. And I'm like, meh. Yeah. But now hearing about this, I'm like, okay, this is excellent.
And I think I would love Invincible because I don't typically love superhero shows, but I like dark shows.
Yes, it's
and
good.
I
it's
think
so
like
good. Really gory though. Yeah. So trigger warning.
No, I think
like,
I will
crazy.
Enjoy. I like gore. Okay. I think I'll enjoy
it. It gets
that.
Like messy, crazy. So yeah, you just let me know.
I'm so excited.
But
this has been Tellytoons with Meg and Chloe. This was our last battle of the shows.
Oh my gosh. Goodbye, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Tune in next week. Goodbye.